We can go out and take our little dinner and go herd the cattle till evening and bring them in, you know. I herd cattle, caught two or three winters and summers.
Now, after you plowed your soil, what did you do to it then? Did you?
Well, the first year we didn't do nothing. We'd plow, and every third furrow we'd go behind and drop the seed in, mm-hmm. and then the other furrow'd cover it, and then we raised wonderful cattle corn them days, you know. Mm-hmm. But the next year we'd plow it and disc it up.
Disc it?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Disc it up, work it up, and you see that sod was pretty tough. It had to be worked up. After it rotted one year, it wasn't so bad, you know. Mm-hmm. I think we raised our first wheat crop in 94.
Now you said you disced it. What do you use for that?
We used a disc. Uh-huh. They had some discs in them days.
Uh-huh. Was it all soil or were there stones and rocks?
Oh, there's places, they'd be all soil, but this place would be half rock. Uh-huh. Of course, we had to plow around them, you know. Uh-huh. We generally tried to get away from the rough ground. Now over in east of this place, this town right here, there's been about half that kind of broken up over there, but it's all washed away now. And we were down the other day and went 5 miles and didn't see a house, where there used to be a house in there on every quarter, you know. Mm-hmm. Now if they'd know then what they know now, my father told me he'd been back in Ohio. He said, Charles, this land won't be like Ohio. It'll never wash or blow away or anything mm-hmm. like that. Well, we know then went to taking care of the land. We had a lot of good land left, you know. Mm-hmm. But it all washed away before they got to knowing what to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a pity. It's all down in the Cimarron River.
Yeah, it's all going down New Orleans now.
Yeah. You didn't have to clear the land at all, though.
Well, they cleared a lot. Now take like around this town of Crescent up here where they had nice timber. They cleared a lot of that out. Mm-hmm. But we was out on the prairie. We didn't have no timber, only one cottonwood, two cottonwood trees on the place we homesteaded on, down a little draw.
Hmm. What kind of trees did they have around Crescent?
Around what?
Around Crescent.
Oak.
Oak?
Oh, yeah.
Good oak? Or
yeah, good oak.
Oak
there was more good oak than what blackjack.
Boy.
Yeah, post oak. Huh? And there's a lot of white oak. See, there's chicken pin oak and white oak and post oak, and there's two or three, four different kinds of oak, you know. The last place I owned, we had a big pecan grove on it.
Oh.
We picked up 10 bushel one year.
Mm. That's a pretty good crop, isn't it?
Yeah, but they've all died out now this dry year, seems like.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
What were your main crops?
Well, we raised wheat and kaffir corn, mostly in early days. Wheat, kaffir corn, some oats, and wheat. Wheat and kaffir corn was the main crop most of them. Mm-hmm. We used to always take wheat to mill and get it ground, you know, and bring home your share of the shorts and mm-hmm. bran and flour, you know. Father's all a great hand to go to mill.
How many times could you cut your meadow? You mentioned that you had one.
Well, a hay meadow, just cut it once a year.
Just once?
Oh, yes, hay meadow, never cut it but once. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, if you get up a little, you cut the second time, it seemed like kind of ruined for the next year. Mm-hmm. If you want to leave that on there and kind of get a mulch on there for the next year. Mm-hmm. Never want to cut a hay much later in July.
Mm-hmm. You didn't tie your wheat up in the...
Oh, yes, shocks.
Oh, you shocked your
Yeah. Uh-huh. We had a binder, tire binder. Of course, when my father's young in Illinois, they had cut to the cradle, you know, and he's tired. He could just tie a bundle, take wheat, a straw and tie a bundle just as good as you could tie one to the string.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. But we all used a binder. We bought a binder, shipped a binder here from Kansas with us. On loaded up here in the mall a little.
Oh, time. On top of your chicken coop, huh?
Huh? Yeah, on top of the chicken house. We had no water, any woods. It tied a bow knot.
My goodness.
Yeah, it tied a bow knot. It's the only binder I ever saw tied a bow knot.
That must have been quite a machine.
Yeah.